at 91.9 FM KPTZ, Port Townsend. I'm Diane Urbani de La Paz with local news and commentary for Friday, August 18th. The time has almost arrived for the all-day Uptown Street Fair on Saturday. The festivities are spread across Lawrence Street and Tyler Street in Uptown Port Townsend. PT Artscape coordinates children's art activities starting at 10. The live music will include jazz, blues, and soul with Ginny Porter and George Rodabaugh at 10 a.m. Then comes Ann O and her band with Beatles covers and blues at 11. Kristen Myers sings sweet folk originals at noon, and the music rolls on until the last set at 4:15 p.m. with Brother Townsend. Of course, another big event is the parade, which will feature KPTZ volunteer sightings, as well as artists decked out in their wearable art. That procession will start at 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon in Uptown Port Townsend. You can peruse the whole schedule on the Port Townsend Main Street website, ptmainstreet.org. The Cocoa Forge in Port Townsend, which closed its doors at the end of last year, just fired up again this week. A newsletter went out to Cocoa Forge fans saying that new chocolate had been made. This batch of Guatemalan dark and super dark chocolate would go for a relatively high price, and 100% of the proceeds would go toward Maui fire relief. All would be sold through the Cocoa Forge website, reopened just for this. So it happened on Wednesday. Here's what the news update via email said Thursday morning. Quote, "The Maui fundraiser last night was absolutely staggering," end quote. Nearly $3,000 came in, and the chocolate makers expect a bit more by the end of the day on Saturday. The entire batch sold out in 42 minutes. Here's another quote from the email. "Our little fundraiser may be just a drop in the wide Pacific Ocean for beloved and battered Maui, but it is a heartfelt and powerful drop," end quote. If you'd like to read more about the endeavor, the website is thecocoforge.com. This Sunday, the Chimicum Farmers Market will have music from Billy Grace, a local performer. Grace says, quote, "I am a genderless singer-songwriter, poet, tree lover, and street corner busker," end quote. You can hear for yourself at the market beside the Chimicum Corner Farm Stand from 10 until 2 on Sunday. Also on Sunday, Fort Worden State Park will celebrate its 50th birthday. The party has live music, cake, plus nature and interpretive activities. All of this will go from 2 until 5 on Sunday at Fort Worden. One fall day in downtown Port Townsend, Anna Nassett was creating a window display at her gallery, Artisans on Taylor. When a man appeared with a painting under his arm, she felt the briefest hesitation before opening her door and her world to the one who would become her stalker for nearly a decade. Over the coming years, Fraser Rochford preyed on Nassett, harassing and stalking her until she sold her gallery, left town, and moved to Vermont. Rochford was finally prosecuted and received a sentence of 10 years, the statutory maximum, and one of the longest sentences for a stalker in U.S. history. Today, Anna Nassett is an activist and author. She will launch her debut memoir, Now I Speak, From Stalked to Standing Up, this Monday in Port Townsend. Nassett will read from her book and engage the audience in a discussion during the event from 5 until 7 o'clock Monday evening. That's at Northwind Arts Jeanette Best Gallery at 701 Water Street. Nassett is also the founder of Stand Up Resources and teaches about the importance of recognizing stalking, getting help, and advocating for oneself and others. More information can be found at standupresources.com. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5 Monday through Friday and at noon on Saturday. You can contact us through news@kptz.org. This is Diane Urbani de La Paz. Thanks for listening.